Join us at Fireside. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio. We can chat about our doings as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music use begin.
Welcome to this month's edition of Local Folk, brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. This month, as a part of the Society's mission to promote local traditional American music, we are featuring music by the legendary Hoosier Hotshots. Brothers Ken and Paul Tritch, along with Gabe Ward, formed the core of the famed quartet of madcap musicians who entertained on stage, screen, and radio from the mid-1930s into the 1970s. On National Barn Dance in Chicago, Illinois, bassist and key arranger for the group, Paul Kettering, made his debut. Once a quirky quartet packed it in and headed for the bright lights of Hollywood, Gil Taylor came aboard in his place. The Hotshots were a group of diverse instrumentalists, adding brass instrumentation to their standard instruments and a homemade instrument known as the Wabash Washboard. It consisted of a washboard on a metal stand adorned with a wide range of noisemakers from cowbells to bicycle horns. The Hotshots repertoire focused on swing and jazz standards and originals, especially those with a comedic element. Powered by a frantic and seemingly freewheeling instrumental virtuosity grounded in the musical comedy of vaudeville, the Hotshots were nevertheless able to cover both comic and more serious material, although some of their more serious recordings retain whimsical ornamental elements capable of evoking a subtle musical irony. First up, we have Wabash Blues.
Thank you. whiskey don't hurt this baby. Morphine don't drive me crazy. Women won't put me in my grave.
La 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 la.
I learned to drink my liquor way out in Costa Rica. It ain't nobody's business what I do. What I do,
what I do,
what I do,
what I do.
Oh, it ain't nobody's business what I do.
La 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 la.
I learned to drink my liquor way out in Costa Rica. It ain't nobody's business what I do.
What I do, all right, yeah.
That is, she was a lady until this nudist stuff came through.
La 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 la.
She used to wear nice clothes, but now she's forgotten those. It ain't nobody's business what I do.
Ho, ho, ho.
What I do.
What I do.
What I do.
What I do.
Oh, it ain't nobody's business what I do.
La 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 la.
She looks so nice and cute in her old birthday suit. It ain't nobody's business what I do.
What I do.
That was It Ain't Nobody's Business What I Do. Next up, we have When There's a Tear in the Eye of a Potato.
Bucket full of tears.
Ah, Johnny says, you know my love is cold. So listen, woman, while I get you told.
When the teeth of a comb begin to chatter, and a river's mouth can sing a hotcha song, when old fat men are trying to get fatter, and plumbers always bring their tools along,
along.
When a bird has to use an elevator, and the fire engines all are faded blue, when there's tears in the eyes of a potato, then I'll be crying for you.
The bed of a river needs a blanket, and the leaves of every book turn red in the fall. When the vinegar's mother starts to spank it, and statues come a-running when you call. Now when the Eskimos buy refrigerators, and the foot of a mountain needs a shoe.
When there's tears in the eyes of a potato,
Bud,
then I'll be crying for you.
Thank you.
Comes out scratching since our hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio. Now that radio we put out in the hen house was the smartest thing we ever did, by Joe.
When they hear cock-a-doodle, why the hens all skadoodle, clucking. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
We was worried as could be, we had a mortgage due, and we thought our farming days were nearly through.
Nearly through.
Now our troubles are over, and we're riding in clover, since the hen house has got a radio.
Since our hen house has got a radio.
That was Since We Got a Radio in the Hen House from the Columbia Pictures movie Cowboy Blues. Next up, from the movie Song of Idaho, the song When Lightning Struck the Cook Creek Party Line.
Sultry summer day, I just finished making hay and was driving to the store for binder twine.
Binder twine.
When the wind began to roar and the rain began to pour, then the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Party line.
Pappy said Aunt Lizzie swore when it knocked her to the floor, he was sure it tore her ribs loose from her spine.
From her spine.
But it seems that old Aunt Liz lost her gout and rheumatiz when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Party line. All the poles and splinters flew and the wires snapped in two. They fell among the wild cucumber vines. It was sure an awful thing, not a single phone could ring when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Thank you.
Hoosier Hotshots music was characterized by novelty songs and arrangements, such as I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones, and From the Indies to the Andes and His Undies. Hot jazz rhythms and the occasional sweet harmonies also played a part in their music. They also played the pop songs of the day, like Nobody's Sweetheart. Ken kicked off the band with Are You Ready, Hezzy?, directed at his brother Paul, and it became one of the band's big taglines, even entering into the common vernacular. With the addition in 1934 of Frank Delaney, Kettering on bass, fiddle, the Hoosier Hotshots became the quartet they would remain until the 60s. Okay.
Invaded all the cities with their pretty corn-fed ditties, and they've got the population all in tears. They came to town from them thar hills, now they're flashing dollar bills. Them hillbillies are Mountain Williams now.
He's gone to town.
They shuck their boots and overalls and even drop their high-alls. Them hillbillies are Mountain Williams now.
Yeah, man!
They left down home, for a microphone.
For a microphone.
They made their dough, on a radio. They live in all them big hotels and pal around among the swells. Them hillbillies are Mountain Williams now. Oodle-deedle, oodle-daddy.
They descended.
They descended from that hunter, Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
He's the first great man to sing a mountain tune.
Mountain tune.
And he taught it to his children. Now his great-great-great-grandchildren will be coming round the mountain pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Daniel Boone, mountain tune, pretty soon. Oh.
They left their good old mountain shack, and they ain't never going back. Hillbillies are Mountain Williams now. Their checkered suits and flashy ties would give their kin some surprise. Hillbillies are Mountain Williams now. They left their pals
and
a barefooted gal.
They're buying pearls
for the chorus girls.
Oh, hachi, hachi.
They make more dough than movie stars and ride around in motor cars. And hillbillies are Mountain Williams now.
Now.
And that was the song Them Hillbillies Are Mountain Williams Now from the Columbia Pictures film Sing Me a Song of Texas. And next up, we have the whimsical number Beatrix Fairfax Tell Me What to Do.
Young sweetheart, the best a girl could get. Although he's always teasing, he hasn't kissed me yet. Oh, darling Beatrice, it's up to you. So, friend, my answer, kindly do.
Now, I know I'm no Clark Gable, but I'm willing and I'm able.
Beatrice, tell me what to do.
chances now. Should I take those chances? Oh, Beatrice, come up and see me sometime.
But they found him in a ditch. Bruised cowboy,
bruised, bruised cowboy, he's got a lot to learn.
He went up to the dude ranch, a cowboy fur to see, and there was Hezekiah with his horse up on his knee. He's just a dude, dude, dude cowboy,
dude, dude cowboy, he's got a lot to learn.
Bunkhouse, thought he'd take a nap, but he couldn't stoop over, so he had to turn around and go back outside and stand up.
Too tall?
Too sore. He's just a dude cowboy.
Dude, dude cowboy. He's got a lot to learn.
The bunkhouse. He thought he'd make up the bunk. Well, when he got there, who do you think he saw? A skunk.
Lonely cowboy.
Lonely cowboy. Because he can't go home.
And that was Dude to Cowboy. If you'd like more information, you can visit the Hoosier Hot Shots Online Museum and see the famous Wabash Washboard and Hezzy's Slide Whistle at the Indiana State Museum.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.